Hey guys, welcome back to FNO Podcast. This is your host, Freddy Infinos, with your co-host, Faruqi. What's up, Faruqi?
Hey, yo, what's good, Freddy?
I am doing great, dude. We got a very special guest today. I'm just super excited. She's damn cool. She's her content is amazing. I'm super excited to have her on the show. So without any further ado, guys, please let me welcome Asiyat.
Hey!
Hello.
Let me enter this podcast.
Welcome to FNO Podcast. Yeah, this is the whole deal. So how are you?
Good. How are you?
We are doing great. By the way, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's hosted by two of us. Okay, so super excited. All right, let me just tell you how the show works. There's four segments. Number one, we'll be asking you very awesome questions, by the way. Simple but awesome questions. Definitely awesome. Simple but like damn question. Awesome. Okay. Second segment is the topic. It's a conversation street where we talk about your topics that you like. Third segment is the fan questions. Questions by the fans, your fans and our fans. All right. Now the fourth segment is, well, the quickfire round where we ask very simple yes or no type of questions just to understand your preference. So what do you say? Let's start.
I'm super excited.
All right, let's try. In that case, and that's the first question. Where did all this TikTok thing start from?
Okay, so basically 1 year ago, I started to do vlogs with my friend. She's from Egypt. And so we started together, and then she fell in love after 3 months. And she forgot about me and our vlog. And I'm like, yo, dude. And then, you know how it happened. So, no, you don't know. You're 15. What I'm talking about. And then she just decided to, to manage her own private life. And I decided to continue. So one day I was about to go to one gathering because of the National Day of the UAE. And then I was like, okay, let me just post something in TikTok, because that time I didn't know anything about TikTok. We just did YouTube and that's it. And then I just posted one video which went very good. It was If You Live in the UAE. And then after that, I decided to just continue with TikTok. And just to leave my friend behind.
So the reason you started is because your friend fell in love. Okay, awesome. That's an awesome experience.
Yeah, it's good also, you know?
Yeah, everything happens for a reason. You know, it's actually better than usual reasons we get, because we ask the same question to everyone else and everyone sees the same answer. It's either quarantine or the entire lockdown. So everyone started TikTok because of the lockdown, but you started because of something else special.
Yeah, exactly. Because someone fell in love. That's my point.
All right. Okay.
Three so years. I mean, I mean, when you started TikTok, obviously, you started for fun, or did you have any aim towards TikTok, or did you start as fun for fun?
Actually, at the beginning, we were trying to make it as a vlog, and I was working as like a partnership, you know? So I've never thought like TikTok or something, or maybe I had a thought of it, but later on, like not so early, because we wanted to grow on YouTube. Then I was like, okay, let me just explore, because I just didn't know anything about TikTok, what exactly I have to do. People are just dancing, is what I was just saying. But that's it. Or just making a voice or sounds, or just opening their mouth, synchronizing with the sound. That's it. So I was just like, okay, let me just try to say something. And to be honest, I just realized that TikTok is such a powerful platform, apparently, because it can make you famous and it can kill you, actually, at the same time. People talk a lot on TikTok, discuss things. So yeah, I mean, I had an idea to enter TikTok era, but not as soon as I did.
Okay. You know, when you said that, it reminded me of something else. Was it successful? Was your TikTok like good the first few months you started?
I actually grew very fast in terms of followers. And like, it was so weird for me, because the next day I woke up and my friends from Snapchat, which are local people, they were sending me the video from my TikTok, and I was like, oh my god, something is going on. And I went to TikTok and I saw, like, this was already like maybe 20k views, and for me it was just like, oh wow, it's so much. So did I say something wrong? And yeah, it was so funny. But yeah, after that, I the followers came super fast, and now, like, it's getting very slow, you know. So I'm not that active in TikTok, so that's why. And I went to Russia, that's why I'm just like a little bit chilled.
Okay,
but yeah, it's pretty fast.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, as now we see, like, many people trying to go in towards the direction of content creation. You yourself are a content creator. Do you have any tips for the upcoming content creators or anything that you would like to say?
Well, everyone will tell the same. Like, it's very important to find your niche, but I feel like it's always important to try many niches as you can, as you feel like doing, you know. But then, like, audience will like, you will find your audience and define you, actually. Like, they love it, and then you just continue in that way. Because people, like, what I understood, people actually see from outside better than you sometimes. So you think that you're good in that, and you're actually not, but at the same time, the things that you think that you're bad at, people will find, wow, that's cool. Wow, that's crazy. So it's just like, you always need to try, but try to find your niche. And of course, to do it, consistency is very important. Like, I believe it's not about the talent, it's about the consistency.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know what? I would say the content creator will survive if he is making content actually every day or every other day. So he will never forget to make a video.
Okay. So, you know what? That's 100% right. Because everyone we have on the show was saying the same thing, consistency. But another point you said was really good. Niche, like finding a niche. What do you think is your niche? Like, what do you think is your, like, genre, like, point, I guess?
Well, actually, I think I'm gonna go forward with If You Live in the UAE, because if when I stop doing it, people are not interested in anything else but I like. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
And I'm like, and at the same time, you are doing it for people, right? You're doing something fun for people, with people. So, and if it's fun for them, I'm going to continue it. Like, if it brings them joy and fun, why not? So, like, maybe some of my content will be different, of course, because there are many kind of interests my audience have as well. So, but mainly I feel like I will stick to living in the UAE and creating content here and just showing maybe something, like some other sides of UAE people.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like you love the country UAE, obviously.
Yeah.
How long have you been living in UAE?
It's been 5 years.
Okay. You know what? See, the thing is, Farooq and me, like, every time we have a guest from UAE or, like, anyone, any friends from UAE, we, like, usually have a debate which country is better, Qatar or UAE. But the thing is, I live in Qatar right now, but then I was born and raised up in UAE. So, like, 90% of my heart is in UAE, but, like, 10% is here because I have to support you because I live here. So, but, like, I've been living in UAE for, like, about 9 years or so. So my question was, since, you know, you love UAE and you've been living for 5 years, what do you think is the best part of UAE? What makes you like it so much?
The heat.
You like it?
Excuse me?
Well, actually, you will never believe I don't have my AC on now. I don't have my AC on.
Oh my God. So good.
Like, it's actually cool at my house. I don't feel that like I'm not sweating or so. Like, it's so fine for me.
Are you okay? I don't know
why you guys complain. I'm so good.
No, actually, though. I study in a British school and I have this teacher from Spain. And then I asked him, what's the favorite thing about Qatar you like? He's like, the heat as well. I was like, what? He's like,
what?
I love the heat. I love the sun. I'm like, how? We hate it.
My God. It's funny though. Yeah. You guys, because I had this friend from, like, we had this guest from UK once. And they were saying, oh, I love the sunny weather. But we were like, no, we love the rainy weather in UK. I think it's because, you know, we have different, we use the different climates. When you like, do you like, where are you from?
Me, I'm from Russia. Yeah, now you understand.
Okay, I agree.
-20, -30.
Okay. You know what? It's fair. No, it's okay. You can turn off your AC. It's okay. Well,
exactly. I'd rather have, like, +30, +50 than -30 and -20 because, like, your bones are freezing. I'm so sorry, but your bones are freezing. I don't like this feeling. So, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Middle East, people have their different opinions about the Gulf, the Middle East in general, the Arab countries. You, as an expat living in UAE, what would you like to tell to the other people that don't live in the UAE or in the Gulf in general, in Arab countries, as an expat, as someone from Russia? Because, I mean, Russia is not a common country that someone lives in UAE, obviously. I mean, you will see Indians there, you will see Pakistanis there, but Russia is definitely not a common country. What would you like to say, and how is it like living in UAE, like, from being from Russia?
Well, I would say that there are some people that are living, like, I mean, Russian speakers, but not like people from Russian Federation. Yeah, we have people from Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Azerbaijan, who are living in the UAE, and they are feeling absolutely fine. So, Russian people, they like to travel, yes, to the UAE. Mm-hmm. But living here, and maybe do investing, but living here, you can really, it's really rare to find. I would say that not many Russians actually like the nature of desert. I would say that they are more European, so they like to go visit Italy, Spain, and live in Europe, actually. Plus, you know, like, it's very easy to get the citizenship and passport, so it's fine with them. I would say, like, for those that want to live in the UAE or, like, you know, to establish something here, it's tough. Dubai is not for weak people, I would say. It's a tough market. Yeah, so you have to be prepared. Even, I would say, Moscow, because, like, maybe for 12 years I was, or 15 years I was living in Moscow. Mm-hmm. It's not that tough. Like, I thought Moscow is a hub. Like, whoa, cosmopolitan, and, like, you have to, you know, run somewhere all the time and, you know, like, work as hard as you can. But, like, here in Dubai, you have to multiply your hard work. Like, you have to be ahead of something all the time. So it's kind of tricky.
Okay. Yeah, I got a cool question. So, like you said, it's tricky and you have, you know, work much, much more harder. In that case, why did you come to UAE?
Well, okay. So, it's been like 5 years And well, actually, I was engaged before, so that's why I came here. And then I decided to stay because, you know, my dream always was to live somewhere where it's like near the sea, where it's like hot. Since I was 15, actually, I was like dreaming to live somewhere where it's always sunny. Or I go to the sea, I can enjoy the beach. Like, it's a dream of every person, I guess, in Russian Federation, especially when you live in Moscow. So you just need something to relax, but like I couldn't have it. It's like always school, you know, family.
You know what? I agree with you. But the only thing I don't agree with you is, since I mean I'm still 15, but like I always want to live in a country with snow, like Moscow. Moscow is so sick.
You want snow? I want sun.
I want snow. So the first time I experienced snow, I was like, oh my god, these guys are lucky.
Yeah, I know. And then it just happened. We came here, and to be honest, like maybe for 3-4 months, I didn't like Dubai at all. Like, I would not say that I fell in love with Dubai or the UAE. Because everything was new. I didn't know how to react on everything, like nationalities and traditions, languages, everything at once. Like everyone wants their own thing, and they're explaining themselves in a different way. Like, it's so much information comes into your brain, and I was like, and I used to do things like that, and they are doing same things completely different, and you just like, this is like kind of was challenging for me. And then after 4 or 5 months, I actually liked it. Like, I don't know how it happened, but when you just get used to things, I think you just find beauty in them, in people, the things that you have never experienced may sometimes seem a little bit weird for you, but then you just get used to it and you find it actually cool. So yeah, like for example, if you just enter, like it's a small simple example, you just enter the any shop or any supermarket or any retail store, and like this all Indians and Filipinos, they will just smile. We don't have it in Russia. Like, we don't smile, okay? We don't. We just don't know what is it, because we're tired of life. So, yeah, it's just so like, for me, it was a little bit, even this small thing for me was weird, because like, what? Why something is suspicious? Why is she smiling at me, you know? That was the thing in my head. But like, when you get used to it, you cannot live with this smile anymore. Like, you cannot. You just come back to Russia, to Moscow, you go to the store, and everyone is just like, yeah, hello, what do you want? Like, yo, I don't want this attitude. I'd rather have a smile, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean,
like that.
Over here, if you go to a store, you'll see an Indian and Pakistani talking so much to you. Oh, welcome to my show.
Yeah, everyone is welcoming.
Okay.
That is
true. So, we asked you what, let's move on to the next segment, is where we asked you what things you like. And you said the Arabic language, which was very interesting, because I was like, okay, you like the Arabic language. So can you tell us why you like the Arabic language?
Because it's hard. And it's hot. Okay. It's hard and it's hot. Actually, I would say, I had some time with local groups. And I hear how they talk, and I can feel the language. I don't know why, but I feel the emotions. I don't need to understand, but I know the emotion. Like, it's so they are very expressive. Like they like to express their emotions, and it's so obvious, like Russians as well. So this is something common, I would say. And yeah, the pronunciation is quite hot, you know.
So you like UAE because of its heat, you like Arabi because it's tough.
It's a weird thing
to like, because usually people don't like it because of those reasons, but you like it because of this. Okay, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah. I'm weird. I don't know. It's just like I like it. But maybe also I like Emirati people also.
Because
so far, like, I met so many good people. No one, I would say, is a bad person. Like, no one. Everyone wishes you. Even maybe they are lying, but still they are respectful, which is like crazy. Like, I love it. You know,
that's like, something okay, I gotta agree.
But you still respect me. You know?
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I 100% agree with you that one. Back here, it's more, you know, everyone's rich and everyone's like really busy, so everyone has their own stuff. They're like, no one really talks a lot. Like, just like you said. But UAE, one thing I noticed is all Emiratis are really like pleasant, I would say. Just everyone's like smiling and they're like really nice. Like, you won't feel scared to go talk to them. No, that's what I'm saying.
They're approachable. True. And you know that they will help you. Like, you know that you will approach them, you ask something, and they will help you, like, even more than just tell you where to go. Maybe they will just tell you, come, okay, I'm going to drop you there.
Yeah. You know what? You know what's funny? Every Qatari who's going to watch this is going to get so pissed at me right now.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. If you're in Qatar and you talk bad about the locals, you're screwed.
Let's move on to the next.
You're screwed on the next segment.
Wait. Did I say anything wrong? I'm screwed. Yeah. Guys, let's move on to the next segment. What do you say?
Sure.
All right. In that case, okay. By the way, I'm sorry if I'm talking while you guys are talking. My Wi-Fi is a bit laggy right now. I don't know why. All right. So this segment is where we have the conversation. So, these are the topics we want to have a conversation about: UAE, TikTok, and Arabic language. Okay. I don't know if there's anything much to talk about UAE and Arabic language, but why TikTok? Why do you like TikTok much? Is it better than YouTube? Where we tried something, anything else?
Okay. So, as I'm a busy person, I find TikTok kind of easy to make. In terms of like a content creator, it's easy to make and easy to gain a good amount of views. I would say Reels in Instagram also doing their job at the moment, because they are giving an opportunity to small creators. And YouTube, I'm actually thinking to cook some content for YouTube, because I think it's actually mandatory to have YouTube as well, because many people are still using this platform, but the content needs to be different, because for each platform you have to create different content, because there is different audience basically, different purpose. So for now it's just TikTok. I like it. It's easy to engage with people, and Instagram goes slowly but surely. But I'm planning to expand to YouTube, but do it myself, no one else, just me and the videographer.
Okay. I mean, YouTube is probably the hardest platform to grow on, I would say. I mean, the most effort as well to put in, because like YouTube, you can't make short videos, you have to make like long videos, like vlogs, and much more editing. So are you actually, it's gonna be a hard task for you. I mean, are you ready to take it?
it is, man, it's so hard. Like I tried it with my friend, and we were so tired, you know, to do it. Like, to make content is very tiring. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like it's underestimated sometimes.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
People don't understand that it's really hard to make a great content and catchy content and to edit it in a way that everyone will like it, because like during 15-20 seconds you need to catch the attention. So it's kind of challenging again, but I know that the idea that I have in my mind is it will be kind of the same, but a little bit with another shape.
Okay.
I'm gonna go back to the Arabic topic, because something came up to my mind just now. Do you know anything in Arabic? Any couple of words? Probably bad words, like swear words, you know?
Many of them. Well, I know bad words. I'm not sure I can say it.
That's probably the first thing they all taught you, though. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he asked anyone.
Well, I know the basic one is like كيف الحال, شو اسمه هذا, صباح الخير, بخير, صراحة, what else, مينونة.
Okay.
My favorite. Okay. مينونة. what else? Like everything that I told in my videos, inshallah, wallah, mashallah, tar, all of this stuff. But I just know the words, so like I cannot make a sentence yet, but I'm planning to learn Arabic for that. So yeah. So hopefully we'll be fine.
Okay. Okay, Russian. Can you teach us a sentence in Russian? I actually know a sentence, but it's a bad word. There was a girl at our school who was from Belarus, not from Russia, but she knew how to speak Russian. And I'm gonna say it anyways, because like, just it's suka pliet, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Wait, what does it mean? What does it mean?
I'm not sure, actually. She could tell me, but
let me just explain to you. So this word can apply to anything.
Anything?
Like,
oh no, what did I just say?
So like, and mostly when you are in a bad mood, obviously, like if something is not happening your way, you can say super black. Or like you missed the train, you can say oh, like with passion, you know, like with all the desire to show that you are upset. what else? What you want to know? Like
I don't want to say a whole sentence because I'm pretty bad at languages. Well, how do you say my name is?
Just my name is hi, how are you? Or something like that. I mean,
привет, как дела?
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay.
All right. Can we finish this?
Привет, как дела? I don't know. Okay.
That's pretty wrong.
What?
Okay.
Как дела?
Как дела?
I don't think
Ricky, I'm good. Yeah. My, you know, I want to learn Russian. This is cool. I like this language.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you can say also very hard. The word хорошо, хорошо means good.
Хорошо.
Хорошо.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Хорошо. I like this.
It's like, tamam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can say, I'm 15 years old. It's going to be, мне 15 лет. Boom!
Wait, was it good?
Мне?
Is that really bad or good? I don't get it.
Okay, мне is like I am. 15, which is 15.
Пятнадцать.
Yes, лет.
Лет.
Yeah, мне 15 лет.
Мне 15.
Not black.
You know what? This is gonna take so long.
I'm sorry.
It's better if we just okay. But yeah, you know what? I like this. We should. Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Let's go to fan questions. We got a lot of fan questions. Okay. So all right. Let's start off with some. Give me some. Give me one sec. Trying to find where it is. All right. So the first fan question is, how do you make your content? The idea. Where does the idea come from?
Everywhere. When I sleep, in the shower, when I walk around in my room, when I cook, when I meet friends, when I go out, everywhere. Everywhere is a content, I swear to God. But I just don't have time sometimes just to write an idea, and it's very important to do it, actually. And this is also for content creators.
Mm-hmm.
To write idea exactly at the moment when you have it. Because if you don't have it, you lose it later on. Like, you don't feel it. Or it's better even to do content at the same time once you have an idea. So I try to do it. I try to practice it. But apart from, like, content creator, I have, like, some projects that are going on. So it's not possible for me to always do it. So when I'm in a shower and then I have a call and in a shower I had an idea, I can forget about it because just like, you know, something else just pops up and halas, yani, forget.
Okay, so basically the answer to the question is when she takes a shower. Okay, next, moving on.
Yeah, it's better. It's the best place.
Ah, okay.
Okay, moving on to the next fan question. Okay, I mean, this is a question, have you ever been to Egypt before? I mean...
This is from my people,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's from your people, yes. Your people.
Yeah. I've been to Egypt maybe like 3 times.
Oh, wow, actually.
Or twice, I don't remember exactly. But first time, I was very young. I was actually maybe 15, 16 years old. And I've been to Hurghada. Hurghada? That's how you call it? Hurghada.
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
No idea.
So there is Sharm el-Sheikh. Sharm el-Sheikh. And there is another big city, Hurghada.
All right. So all Egyptian listeners. All we know is the capital, Cairo.
Cairo.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I've never been there, though. But I would love to visit Cairo.
All right, so all Egyptian listeners, please comment down below if you want. All right, next.
Okay, I mean, did you go to anywhere else in the GCC, the Gulf?
Yeah, I've been to Bahrain.
When's Qatar?
I've been to Bahrain. You've been so close. And you didn't come to Qatar? Oh my God, I was disrespectful.
Okay, see, we had some issues between UAE and Qatar before.
Yeah.
I couldn't
come. Oh, yeah. So no,
now I can come. Even my cousin, I have my cousin, she got married and she lives in Qatar.
Wow.
Okay.
So I have to visit her. I don't have time. So yeah, I will visit Qatar for sure.
The World Cup, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Why not?
Why not? It's next door, just
like, you know before long ago it used to just take 45 minutes just for a flight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a whole section at the, you know, Qatar Airways, it's Airways, National Airways here. So there's this airlines called Qatar Airways, and then they used to have a section just called Dubai Qatar Shuttle. Shuttle. I can't speak today. Shuttle. Well, it's like, this is a damn cheap ticket, and just it only takes 45 minutes. So, yeah.
Okay.
If it returns, it's guys.
Fast, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, it just takes off, and next thing you know.
I want to visit Qatar.
Yeah. Let's go.
Alright. Fan question. Another one. I'm trying to find good ones because you got a lot of one's like, are you single and stuff like that, so I'm gonna move on. So where is the good questions, guys? Where is a good question? Okay, do you have any facial routine, makeup routine? Is that a question?
Okay.
So that's a question.
Makeup routine.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what to know that. Why?
Doesn't make
okay, so I have makeup, but I don't have routine.
Alright, okay.
Okay, so when it's any occasion, of course I put some makeup. But to be honest, in like in normal real life, I don't use makeup. Like I don't. It depends on my mood, of course. But like maybe once or twice in a week, I can put makeup, because I like do tanning. So as you can understand, all the makeup will just go in the swimming pool or the sea. So I just don't do it because it will just all melt on my face. And yeah, I mean, I like natural stuff. And only thing that I do is some kind of like, I like nails, you know, some saloons sometimes, but makeup routine, I would not say that I am this beauty blogger or vlogger, whatever.
Okay. All right, okay. All right, I'm still trying to find one. Good one.
Okay, I found one, but I mean, someone wants to know how tall you are. Okay, I mean, that's a pretty basic question.
Yeah, I saw the question. I was like, should I ask this?
Actually, you know what? If it's an Arab person, I know why. Because I have this question a lot of times in my TikToks, like at least one can ask, how tall are you? How tall are you? Like, why is it like why are you so interested in this question? But anyway, I'm 179 centimeters tall.
There you go, Arab guys.
Alright, cool guys, that's it.
But stop mostly asking. Of Arab guys are really short, you know.
Cool.
So
you okay, not 179. Really
short, but like short.
Right, all Arab guys really tall. Okay. Alright. Let me try to find a good question. Here's a good question. What do you want to be in the future?
Oh. Okay.
I have no idea, man.
Exactly. That's the right answer.
I'm just doing me, and like I'm making best of it, what I can do. And if I will reach any point of my life that I will be satisfied of who I am and where I'm standing, I'll be happy. Like, it's, you know, we are living in the world where I cannot tell you all anymore, like I cannot tell you anymore, like, oh, I want to be a lawyer or I want to be a teacher or whatever. No, there are so many other professions, and people are creating every year any other profession. So it's like, I feel like whatever will make me happy, I'll just do it. I'll just go for it. But definitely I would like to have something on my own one day. Maybe I will, but this is just like an idea that I have in my mind. Maybe I will open a sauna, a Russian sauna in the UAE.
Exclusive on FNF podcast.
Yeah.
Only the people watch this.
That would be cool. Like, you want to come chill with us yet? Come to Russian sauna with all this special things, like, you know, we have cold pools that you, or make a, you know, freezing room with the snow. So once you're going from the sauna, you can just jump into the snow, like as if you are in Russia. You know what I mean? So like, it would be cool.
Can you open it real quick so I can come?
Yeah, it's such a cool idea, actually, because I didn't find anything nice. Everywhere is like hammams and saunas, but like real Russian sauna is very hard to find, and especially with a snow room, that would be cool.
That would be mm-hmm. cool, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, snow room. Yeah, that's my thing. Okay. All right, that's a cool idea. You know what? Only exclusive one. Does anyone know this?
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, that's an exclusive, guys. Only on FNF Podcast. Okay, alright, let's roll on to the next segment. Alright, so this is the segment that Faruqi really likes. It's called Quickfire.
Yep.
All right.
Excuse me, by the way.
All right. So, I'll ask the first question. Quite simple. iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Oh, still iPhone. Ooh, no fast. One has ever said Android. No one. Wait. Not a single person.
Okay, you know what? I just want to make sure...
We are loyal customers.
Yeah, you know what? Let me just make sure this. Me and Furuki both use an iPhone. We support iPhone. But the only thing is, we had like 30 episodes so far, and no one has said Android till now. It's just so sad. I just feel so
no,
bad.
Why? Can you imagine how many people are loyal to the product? Or just like, we cannot... Because all our data and all our photos in this bloody iCloud, you know? All our lives are in iCloud.
Yeah, so Apple, if you're watching this, please own this. Okay.
Apple this watching fun. This, okay, relax.
You're like, yeah.
Are you a techie? Are you like a techie person in tech?
Yeah, I like tech.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, okay. So Windows or Mac?
Of course Mac. Come on.
Oh, okay, this is that devoted. Oh my god.
I'm so sorry. Like, I have iPad Pro, I have Mac, I have I have iPhone.
Okay.
What else do you want me to have? Oh,
Apple Watch. Anything. Apple TV. Come on. Finish it.
Apple TV, true. I'm gonna have it. And then this kind of thing that they launched recently, I guess. Like, you can put this thing on the remote control and you can find it also. What's the name?
Oh, yeah. What is it? Apple Tags. AirTag.
AirTags, exactly. Yeah, Apple Tags. I'm going to have them. I'm going to have them on every single phone. I'm going to have Apple Tags on my phone.
You know what? I agree with you. We are loyal Apple fans.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Okay. Next quick fire question. Dream vacation.
With alone, without any people around.
It's up to you. Anything. Do you want to go with someone?
You can create your own scenarios, right?
Yeah. Somewhere in New Zealand. I don't know.
Okay, that's cool.
Oh wow.
I mean, that's a good answer.
Yeah, because the most common answer is Maldives or Bali.
Oh know? No! I like to explore. Like I actually feel like when I saw already Maldives, Seychelles. And all of this resort, I feel like I already been there. You know what I mean? Like, I know what to expect.
Yeah.
But I want to go somewhere that I have no idea what to expect.
That's actually damn cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So since you said you're a techie person, I'm a huge tech nerd. So I'm gonna ask one more question. Do you do gaming? Do you game?
No, I don't. I actually did it when I was like your age. But no, I just don't have time for this anymore. Okay. Yeah.
Because my question was about, like, do you know PlayStation? You know PlayStation, obviously.
Yeah, so, yeah, I know PlayStation. And,
PlayStation or Xbox?
Both. I cannot choose. They're both good.
Oh, you got a tie. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Because everyone said the same thing. PlayStation. Everyone's for PlayStation and Apple for some reason. It's good. You choose both. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, because I tried both and I like both. Like, they're not lagging, so it's fine.
Okay. Okay. It's not lagging. Nice. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Do you have a favorite movie?
Favorite movie. Okay. So I would say my favorite character and actor is Jim Carrey.
Ooh.
So all the movies with this guy are cool. So I would just say that I love this actor and like his personality out of the scene and on the scene, on the stage, in real life. Like, this guy is super cool. He's super honest. But like the movie, with him, like every single movie.
I think my favorite Jim Carrey movie would be Bruce Almighty. Have you seen that? The one where he becomes God and stuff. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
The Mask, The Grunge, the basic ones, like the normal.
Yeah, all of those.
Wait, have you seen his latest movie, Sonic?
Well, it's not latest movie. I think it's just like maybe 2 years already, no?
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, it released in 2020. But like his latest movie that he
but for was, me, it's longer, like.
I'm sorry. What I meant was like a movie that he is in. That's what I mean. Yeah.
I saw this movie. Yeah.
Yeah, his role was cool. The villain was cool. Yeah.
But like my favorite movie, I would say. It always all these movies come to my mind when I was like young, you know, and of course I like drama.
Okay.
So I'm a girl, right? So yes. I like to cry. and I would say the most popular and the most lovable for me is Titanic. So yeah, it's like a story of love. But it's actually not. Like when I was younger, I thought it's a love story, but it's not, because there was a space for him on the in the sea. Like whoa, like she could help him. Like
yeah, I was like, what is she doing?
Yes, it's such a. I'm sorry, bitch. Such a bitch.
Ah, this is sad.
Yeah, selfish.
All right. Okay. In that case, since we're looking at some movies, what type of music do you listen to? I don't want to ask your favorite music, it's a hard question, but what type of music do you like? Any genres, any type of music, any albums?
My favorite artist, again, I'm going to go to people directly, is Ariana Grande. Like, I love this woman. I love this woman. And of course, Doja Cat. She just popped. Like up like crazy, now she's super famous. I mean, yeah. She was famous, but now she's getting more popularity, and yeah. She's been great. Cardi B, I'm listening to Cardi B, some rap songs, R&B, her, also Khalid, and Billie Eilish. All of this kind of popular artists, I love them. Actually really good. In terms of those that are not that famous, if you know Sango.
To be honest, my music taste is terrible and I only like mainstream stuff, so don't ask. I'm pretty bad.
Okay. So anyway, I like those who are popular, so I'm mainstream, you know.
So okay, listening okay.
To everything
right.
That is popular.
Okay, so Ariana Grande mainly, basically. But everyone else? But
Ariana Grande is my love. Like, I would marry her, I swear to God.
Also, by the way, you said Doja Cat. She's pop. I 100% agree with you. For some reason, every music that she produces, it's so famous on TikTok. I don't know why. Everyone uses her music on TikTok.
Most of these songs, like of this artist, even Billie Eilish, even her songs are also famous on TikTok. But I feel like Doja, and by the way, Justin Bieber also is very famous on TikTok at the moment. I feel like she is. So people love her, like love her lyrics. And love her personality, and that's why. And yeah, most of the time lyrics, because her lyrics are really powerful and kind of sensitive in a way. People can rely on it, especially women. Okay. So maybe she's heartbroken. I think she's heartbroken. That's why.
okay. All right. You know what? Last two questions before we end it off. Okay, so the thing is, me and Farooqia would like love to relate to the guests as much as we can. So the topic that I like is Marvel. Do you like Marvel?
I like Marvel, but I'm not the fan. Like, I'm not actually checking what's new, you know?
Okay. Are you into football?
No. See Farooqia?
Okay, I mean, it's fine.
No. Score one for me. Okay, Farooqia, let's do this.
He's not like a really big Marvel fan as well.
She said
no, I'm not Marvel fan, and I'm not
zero fan.
Zero, exactly.
Thank you.
All right. In that case, I think it's time to wrap it up. We've been talking for like, what, 50 minutes? Also more than 50 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yo, Furuki, we've been actually talking for 50 minutes. It didn't feel like 50 minutes. What? Oh my God. Okay.
Good.
That is good, yeah. In that case, before we wrap it up, can you give a shout out to your channel where the viewers can, listeners can see you, meet you up? So.
Sorry?
Can you give a shout out to your channel, to your channel? Your username, where they can see you, where they can meet you.
Where you can see me?
Yeah.
You can
find you on. No, where they can find you on social media.
not the
where
address.
Where you can find me on social media.
Yeah.
Not your address.
Like, or you.
No, your page, your thing, not always. Not
always. Oh, okay. Okay, guys, you can find me in social media. And my username is I'm Asiad. So we just type everywhere, Snapchat, I'm Asiad, TikTok, I'm Asiad, Instagram, I'm Asiad. But the YouTube stuff will be not I'm Asiad. There will be something different.
Coming soon. Ooh.
Coming something soon, special. YouTube. I swear to God, it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool.
Ooh, thanks. Nice. Okay, in that case, let me just thank the viewers for giving me one sec. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you like this video, go to the like button, add us to your playlist on Spotify. And until the next video, which releases on Friday, see you guys later. You want to say bye at the same time? We do this all the time, so I want to say bye at the same time.
Okay.
Alright. Let's say bye. Okay. By the way, don't press the leave button after the recording. Okay. Let me say bye.
Okay.
Alright. Alright. Bye in 3, 2, 1. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
That was actually good.
That was good, man. Okay.